Scholarship Reception 2015 WCB Convention.
Welcome to the 2015 Scholarship Award Reception. I'm glad to see so many of you here. Tonight we have 7 scholarship winners that are attending and 2 that were not able to be here. Let me first take the opportunity to introduce the scholarship committee. Our committee is led by the chairman, Tim McCorkle, who does an awesome job of guiding all of us through the process. The next member we have is Julie Brennan. And then we have Denise Colley and Danette Dixon and Melissa Hudson and myself, and my name is Kim Moberg. We will begin this way. First, we'll have Danette Dixon introduce part of the scholarship winners, and she will introduce the scholarship winner. They will come up and have a couple minutes to say something to all of you, and then she'll move to the next person. After that, Melissa will do the people she has, and then we'll get an opportunity to hear and get to know the scholarship winners a little bit better by having Julie Brennan ask each of the scholarship winners some questions that the committee has come up with. So without further ado, I'll turn this over to Danette.
Alrighty, where's this microphone?
Here.
Right there. Okay.
Right over there.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. My first scholarship that I'd like to introduce, who's not here today, is Maria Martinez. She lives in Topinish. I might be saying that wrong. Sorry. Washington. And she has lived there all of her life. She has 3 adult children and 7 grandchildren. Maria is receiving an additional scholarship from Yakima Valley Community College in memory of Bud Cole and Judy Thompson, and in the amount of $250. And yikes. Okay. In the amount of $250. Stay. And she is also receiving a scholarship in the amount of $1,000 from WCB. Maria is attending Yakima Valley Community College, studying to be a legal assistant, and then she will transfer to a 4-year college. When she's done, she would like to be a legal advocacy for the disabled and minority. Thank you, Maria. Thank you. Okay, there we go. That's okay. My next scholarship is Tracy Fehrin.
Yeah, you got it.
Tracy has 3 children, 1 grandchild, 1 grandchild on the way. She is attending Spokane Valley Community College, studying to be a social worker. And she is highly involved in the blind community in Spokane. And tomorrow is her and her husband's 18th anniversary. Yay!
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, again. Wow. Thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Scholarship Committee, WCB. Yeah, actually, I attend Spokane Falls Community College and working on a transfer degree to Eastern Washington. So maybe next year. gosh. What can I say? Hard work pays off. study hard. Really do a lot of things and go for your goals.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's excellent. All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Yay.
Here we go. The next scholarship is Jeffrey Bowler. He is a second-time scholarship winner. He is receiving $2,500. Oh, sorry, Tracy is also receiving $2,500. Jeff is receiving $2,500. He is going to North Colorado State University online and studying to be a disability educational instructor and orientation mobility instructor. Jeffrey, thank you.
Yay!
Thank you, and I suspect we're the survivors of the also long business meeting for WCB. Anyways, thank you for thank you the committee panel for selecting me for a scholarship again, and I appreciate the support. It really does help. And thank you to my family for all their support, my lovely wife, my child who puts up with the long hours at the computer. Usually I'm turning in when they're heading out. So it does take a lot of work, as everyone up here knows, when you're visually impaired or blind. So again, thank you. I did want to throw out there that I'm a active participating member in our local Capital City Council for the Blind in Olympia, Washington. And it is a very worthwhile endeavor to become a participating member. And I'd encourage anyone that isn't to consider it in their local area. I've stepped into the role as, I guess I'm a webmaster now. So, anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to further continue. But thanks again. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, Jeff. Yes, the next scholarship is a good friend of mine, Steve Fixdall. He has been a two-time scholarship winner. He is also receiving $2,500. And Steve has just been appointed the new president of WCB. I just got to add that because we just had our election, so... And he's very much involved in his local chapter. The college is Fort Hays State University in Kansas, online, studying to be leadership training. Thank you, Steve.
Yay!
What an afternoon. And then to top it off, I get upstairs and put on my suit and realize that I've got to inhale and not exhale. I guess we'll be making a trip to the clothing store. I want to thank the committee and all of you again for the support this year as I continue my studies it's no secret that I took a 34-year spring break, and it has now come to an end. And going back to school has been quite an adventure, and it's not something that I would trade for anything. And just for those of you that don't know, I was sighted for most of my life until just 4 years ago. And in losing my vision, ironically, it's opened up new doors. And one of those doors was the opportunity to go back to school and get my long-awaited degree. So thank you so very much.
Steve, you're tall.
The last scholarship that I have the pleasure of introducing is Wilson Charles. Wilson is a three-time scholarship winner. He will be receiving $3,000. Wilson lives in Everett. He attends the University of Washington, where he is on the honor roll. And he has received a political science degree, which he has already completed, and he's doing international science and philosophy. Welcome, Wilson. Thank you.
Hello, WCB. It's a pleasure to be here once more. And just a little correction, I am done with my political science and I'm doing a specialty in international security. And international security, not international science. I don't have a brain for science. So it is a pleasure for me again to be here, and the president-elect had a chance to speak before me, so I don't know if I should give a speech, because last year, somebody told me, you speak here like a politician. I don't know if I should take that like as a compliment or as, I don't know. But but I would say this. For the past 3 years, you guys really make a very big impact in my life, not because you hand me a scholarship check, but it's because you taught me what my mother has been taught me for the past 35 years about what is it to serve others. For the past 3 years, now I am a senior at the University of Washington. I am $10,000 less in debt because of you, and you should be proud of you. And I would say also, for the past 3 years, I have been thinking about how can I give back to WCB of what you have done for me and for other students in the state of Washington and perhaps all over the country. And tonight, I can stand proud to say I am a WCB member, and I am looking forward to contribute to this organization for years to come.
And the Everett chapter is very happy to have him. Yay!
Thank you. So I would say the work that you are doing is not only for me as a student, but this is your way to contribute to society. And remember, your scholarship committee has done and will continue to do good work to help students become more educated, because like I said last year, more education you have, more independent you become. Yes. And this is a way for you to contribute to society and to teach the new generation about what it's like to serve others. And I would say I am proud of what you're doing, and thank you for giving me that opportunity to get to know so many of you and also to get to know this wonderful organization. Keep up the good work. And I hope to see you again next year, maybe not as a scholarship winner, but as a member of WCB. Thank you very much.
Can I move it or not? Oh my goodness. Kim, you have to.
Put your cane here. I'll hold the microphone for you.
Yeah, because it's trying to fall.
There you go.
Good evening, everybody.
Here, let me put it up for you a little.
Yeah. Good evening. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. By the way, my name is Melissa Hudson, and this is my first time serving on the scholarship committee of WCB, and what a privilege and what an honor it has been to serve. And thank you, Tim, for chairing this committee and doing it so wonderfully. And just as a side note, you know, Danette said that Steve was elected president. I want you also to know that Danette Dixon was just elected as a board member. Yay. So congratulations. So I have four scholarship winners that I'd like to introduce you to. So our next scholarship winner is from Pasco, Washington. He is currently attending Columbia Basin College in Pasco. He is pursuing his teaching degree. His main goal is to become a TVI, a teacher of the visually impaired, so he can give back to the community that has helped him overcome the different obstacles in his life. So this man is determined to do that. Please welcome Eric Vasquez.
Eric.
Hello, everyone. My name is Eric Vasquez, as you guys know. I think this is blowing off.
I'm tall, sorry.
All right. I can relate to Steve. I lost my sight in 2012 due to a work injury. And it's been really hard, you know. It's a complete different new life. So I just want to thank WCB, my friends from the OTC, and everybody, you know, everybody that I met. And you guys are a great inspiration, and you know, I just wanna like go to school, get back a little bit, and do something. I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a couch. You know? So thank you, thank you.
Congratulations, Eric. Shake my hand. Oh, all right. Congratulations, Eric. Our next winner. Oh, I'm gonna lean over a little bit. Our next scholarship winner is from the great city of Bremerton, Washington. Do we have any Bremerton people here?
Yay!
All right. She's currently attending Olympic College in Bremerton. She's majoring in accounting technology. Excuse me. Hang on one second here. Yeah, accounting and technology. There we go. She's been very, very active in both the Peninsula Council of the Blind and the South Kitsap Council of the Blind chapters of WCB, and has also served on various committees on the state level, including the First Timers, which, of course, I'm the chair of this year. So, and I got to meet this lovely lady, I believe it was yesterday, at the luncheon, at the awards luncheon, and she was just a delight, and I'm so happy that she's getting a scholarship. Please welcome Jessamine Lambie. Yay.
Jessamine. Shake my hand. Congratulations. Good to meet you.
Hi. So thank you to WCB and the scholarship committee. I did once attend college after I graduated, and even if you have to quit for whatever reason, whether you have a child or some kind of circumcision, you can always go back and finish what you started. And I really appreciate the scholarship, and it's been great. Thank you.
Kind of dancing up here at the podium. It's so much fun. All right. Our next winner. Sorry, I'm trying to read Braille and do this. Our next scholarship winner is from Vancouver, Washington. I used to live there, so it's a great place. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. She's moving the mic. Sorry.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. So again, our next scholarship winner is from Vancouver, Washington. She's currently attending the University of Washington in, or excuse me, I'm sorry, no, the University of Wyoming in Laramie. Sorry about that, I was reading too fast. It's been a long day. The University of Wyoming, and that's located in Laramie, Wyoming, which I'm not sure where that is, but it sounds like a great place. Her major field of study is International Studies with a double major in Spanish. And this summer, she had the pleasure of traveling to Spain to take two Spanish summer courses. And from what I read in her essay when she wrote us a beautiful essay, she said that that was just an amazing experience, and they were all wonderful to her. So please make welcome Miss Shelby Kapler.
Hi, everyone. First, I'd like to thank the WCB for the scholarship. Education is very important to me, and this will help out a lot with pursuing my goals. I also have in addition to my double major, I'm also minoring in disability studies, trying to work for access and accessibility for people of all sorts of disabilities. And my experience in Spain was very interesting. I learned a lot about some of the international access and things like that. And that's definitely what I'm planning on pursuing in the future is work with international human rights. So, again, thanks to everyone. And, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have one more to introduce. This scholarship winner, our last scholarship winner, was not able to be with us this weekend due to illness, but she was so excited about coming to the convention, and I was just disappointed. But, you know, when you have an illness, what can you do? let me find my notes here. Okay, here we go. So our final scholarship winner that's not able to attend is currently attending Bellevue Community College, where she is majoring in information technology software development. Whoa, that sounds complicated. She has a background in real estate, and she is a strong believer, and this is quoted directly from her essay, that if you believe in yourself and move forward toward your future and not allow your past to overtake you, then in the end, life will allow you to overcome anything. Am I right about that, WCB?
Oh.
Yes. So let's please welcome and thank this person for applying for a scholarship and wish her well, Delwa Jennings. And thank you, everybody, for allowing me to do this. And thank you, Kim Moberg.
You're welcome.
Up here, Julie.
Is the microphone really short?
It is. I can use it. You won't have a problem.
Okay. Do I need this?
I'm pretty tall.
Let me move.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Right there.
Just to your right.
There we go. Thank you.
All right, everyone. This is
the most fun part. Scholarship winners, we have 7 questions and we have 7 of you. So what I'm going to do is ask the question, and I need you to say your name if you're willing to answer it. Whoever says their name first gets to be the answerer. Is that a word? I'm not sure. It is now, yeah, Kevin, yeah. And I'd like you each to just take one question so someone doesn't dominate and take all 7. Some talkers might want to do that, and we want to hear from all of you. So whoever wants to answer this, be sure and say your name quickly. But the first question is, what are the unique challenges you have encountered in college, and what were the most effective techniques you used to surmount or circumvent them?
Tracy.
Tracy, you're on.
Good job. Our... Do it. Do it.
Recent panel, that was a question.
All right. I love it. I'll move away from you here.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. two of the scholarship winners, too. I also lost my vision later in life. Not vision, my sight. I still have a lot of vision. And like Steve, I also took a long, long spring break. Coming back to school again, as a blind person, it was really a challenge for me. I still have a lot of orientation and mobility to get through with everything else, but I wanted to get my degree in social work. I've been a dialysis patient also for 5 years, so as soon as I got a kidney transplant last year, I moved forward with DSB and said, I need to do this. This is my chance. Coming into school, of course, having to deal with the school and access, I'm working with the Disability Support Service Office, and they're great. When I first came in, I use a MacBook. I use Apple products. All they offered me was the JAWS. The computer, the PC that had the JAWS in it. I don't know JAWS. So it was a problem for me to take the placement test, and they were trying to give it to me, and I said, no, I it's just not fair. I can't do any editing or, you know. So eventually they went out and got a Mac to help me. So now I can always go to the office and use it there if I need to do testings or what. But I think communication is very important, working with the school and letting them know what you need. If they don't know how to help you or what you need, then you're just going to be scratching your head. So there. That's my answer for that question. Thank you.
So it's clear you use self-advocacy to circumvent the difficulty. Wonderful. All right, the second question, and whoever wants to volunteer quickly can. How does technology facilitate the learning process for you, and does it create any obstacles that you have not previously considered?
Jess,
I think I heard you first. I think someone else was trying, but you made it.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right, ladies first, huh?
Oh,
sorry.
Where am I going? Sorry.
Oh, dear.
This is cozy up here.
Right there.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in accounting, and I've discovered that the math that I have to take and some of the other accounting programs, that some of them are either partially accessible with the JAWS or not at all. And so right now I'm trying to figure out how to either find a way to get the JAWS accessible so I can do those classes for my degree, or maybe use a different screen reader so that I can do those classes. And that's how I've been using the technology and finding the problems with what technology there is.
All right. Okay. Great. Okay. Next question. It's okay. What would be one major piece of advice that you'd like to share with prospective visually impaired or blind college students planning to embark on a college journey?
I wouldn't say that. Wilson.
Wilson, you're on.
Come on down.
Sorry. First is don't be a slacker. Do your work. College, compared to high school, when you're in high school, you have high school teachers telling you, you have to do this, otherwise they send you to detention. In college, you're on your own. Whether you are visually impaired or whatever other type of disability you have to be on top of the game. I find out, like, if you have school work to do, do it. And if you know that you're visually impaired, if you know a student is going to take, a sighted student will take 1 hour, just schedule 2 to 3 hours to do your work. I hate mediocrity, so I would say to any student, you're blind, but mentally you're capable, so don't be a mediocre. That's it.
That's college in a nutshell. Thank you. Thank you, Charles. All right, number four. What kind of technology other than a computer has been most beneficial in completing your courses?
Shelby.
All right.
So like Tracy said, I'm an Apple user as well. So aside from my computer, which is very, very helpful, I use an iPad so I can take pictures of documents to enlarge the photos. And I also use audiobooks. And Tracy and I also were just discussing VoiceDream Reader is an app, and if you don't have it, you should get it. you can download books. They've got textbooks, and it works through Bookshare as well. So that helps, and you can use that app and take notes and highlight the text and read it. And you can choose from several different voices and speeds. So in addition to that, I use a CCTV. I have a Merlin Elite, which is very helpful with documents. I have quite a bit of vision, so that's why I use those items. I also have a handheld video magnifier, which helps to work on worksheets and documents that I can't have on my computer. And so I would definitely recommend VoiceDream Reader and Apple products if you don't have those.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. All right. And there we go.
I think I'll just stand here.
The next one is, and I just want to say one thing about the word accessibility. It's not always technology, so you could consider accessibility in other routes here also. So describe a unique accessibility challenge that you experienced and overcame while you were going to school. Eric. Eric, there you are. Great.
So I think math is it's one of the biggest challenges that I have encountered. When it comes to graphs, that's it's a big, big challenge. And my braille is not that good. My sight is not the best either. I can still see a little bit, but it's not useful. So I'm kind of like stuck in the middle. So I've been using a lot of tactile graphs. And, you know, I guess some days I feel like I'm in kinder again. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do to pass my classes. And I've been doing good. Actually, you know, I've been getting 100% on my test and on math. So I feel really very proud of myself for accomplishing that. So that's I guess that's my answer.
Excellent. Can I brag on Eric for a second? I got to. He was in my career class when he was deciding his career and what he wanted to do, and he was such a phenomenal helper instructor to all the other students. It was exciting when that happened, when he was making his decision. So, Eric, congratulations. It's so neat to see you here. I did start teaching in Braille. How fun. Okay, number six. Here we go. What has gone better for you than you expected it to, and why?
Jeff,
you're on. You don't have a lot of choice anymore.
That's Steve. You're the last one.
Yeah. Save the best for last.
That's right.
Well, I could say speaking up here. Yeah. But, well, probably in my particular journey, and everyone's got their own story, but in my journey, I was very terrified of student teaching and ended up in a classroom with over 40 special ed students. Still don't know how you individualize your education that way, but anyways, the students ended to be wonderful to work with, and the teachers were very accommodating, and it's an experience that I'll always remember, and what it is, it reinforced why I'm in the career that I am. So I'd have to say that would probably mark the one significant thing through my journey that really stood out. So, thank you.
Exciting. Steve, you're on. Are you ready? And this is kind of a funny question. Are you ready? Yeah. How did you know? Okay, here you go. This is funny. Tell us about something in your college experience that you got away with that your counselor would be not too pleased to hear about.
I love that question.
That's a good question.
And he's got a big grin on his face.
Does he?
He's got something to say.
Well, my counselor's at convention, so I have to be real careful.
We're in trouble now. Secret anymore.
That is a difficult question. You know, I can't complain about my commute because it's across the hallway.
You're the president.
You know, really, I haven't gotten away with a lot because you can't. If you're serious about what you're doing and your purpose in life and your purpose in career, then you're going to commit yourself 100%. And I haven't always succeeded. But I never quit trying. And I guess it comes right back down to those three words, because we can.
Thank you. And weren't those wonderful answers from all of our scholarship winners? This concludes the scholarship reception, and I thank all of you for coming. And scholarship winners, when you go into the banquet room, we have tables reserved for you and your guests up near the front. Okay?
And I need to say, they're still setting up the tables, salads on the tables in the banquet room. So the auction items are to the right. You can certainly go and bid on some auction items. We'll give them a little bit more time to finish out doing the tables.
Okay. So, if you want to ask questions from the audience, you can, or we. So I was told to ask if anybody has any questions from the audience. If you do, okay. Where is my husband, Don? Can you take a microphone to anybody that has a question in, from the audience? And there's a microphone here on the table. No, that one right there.
Okay,
it's live. All right, please raise your hand and he'll bring the microphone to you. If you have it for a specific person, say so.
This is Denise Colley. I don't have a question. I have a shameless plug. For all the scholarship winners, I want you to be aware that the American Council of the Blind also has a scholarship program. The application for the ACB scholarships will be up on the ACB website beginning December 1st. We give about 20 scholarships each year, and I highly encourage you all, if you're members, so if you're not, you better hurry up and join, apply. We review the applications, and then we determine, because a lot of our scholarships have some specific eligibility criteria, so we figure out all of the ones that you would be eligible for. And if you are awarded a scholarship, you get your way paid to the ACB convention for up to 7 days, and you get to hang out with other students, and you get to attend workshops and general sessions and all the other activities that ACB does at their convention. You get to go see. You thought the exhibit room here was big. The one at National is huge. And the National Convention this next year is going to be in Minneapolis. So I just want to encourage all of you to watch and get on the ACB website 1st of December and get your scholarship application in. Thank you. It's www.acb.org. And as soon as it's up on the ACB website, I will make sure we get a link to it on the WCB website. So you can get it either place.
Does anybody else have a question?
They're just all hungry.
No other questions? Oh, good. We have a question.
So my name's Doreen Cornwell. I'm from United Blind of Seattle. Well, actually, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to make a plug for wherever you live. There's always public participation bodies related to transportation, and it's a really cool way to learn how policy's made. It's a really cool way to do disability advocacy, because sometimes just having one blind person in the room changes the whole conversation. So that's my plug for if anybody's like needing a next step. But my question for tonight is just, so this is for anybody. What's the biggest thing you learned in convention that you're going to use to further your studies?
Awesome. Who would like to answer that?
I'll try that.
Now, don't just jump all at once.
Somebody else can have it.
Oh, good, Wilson.
Wilson, I think.
Okay, so for the past 3 years, I've been learning more about people who are visually impaired and when they are gathered together, how they work like a family. And before, I thought I was just a lone wolf at home because I grew up in a small country in Haiti, unfortunately, where they don't have this type of community that we meet every year and, you know, gather together. And also, that's kind of strengthening your, actually, my ability to see, okay, yes, we are visually impaired, but we can navigate and we can do things like any other regular person. And this is something that kind of helped me understand, and especially as a political scientist. Sometimes when you are working or talking with people who don't have much knowledge about people who are visually impaired, you have more to explain to them how things work. And also, if ever I get to a position where I have to make policies, this convention helped me understand better how to work with people who are visually impaired, because I may be a visually impaired person, but that doesn't mean that everybody think like me or everybody have the same ability that has the same ability that I have. So that will help me a lot in my career.
This is Kevin Daniel from the Lighthouse. I want to first compliment the committee on an outstanding group of individuals that I get a chance to see tonight. And just to remind all of you, when you're ready to start looking for employment, the Lighthouse for the Blind would love to chat with you. We don't offer anything that we wouldn't be proud that we're offering. But what you folks have the potential of doing is inspiring us to offer even more than we ever have before. So please keep the Seattle Lighthouse in mind when you start thinking about work. If you're ready now, I'd love to talk to you. Thank you. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Another question? Does anybody else have a question? It's good exercise for my husband to run to the other end of the room.
There you go. Thank you. So, again, I also want to congratulate all the scholarship winners. You know, one of the most important thing is, for me, again, I've been a college student. I was a college student for a long time. But one of the biggest thing is advocacy. So as a, you know, as a, what, how has advocacy played a role in your life?
Gotcha. Okay. Who would like to answer that?
Jeff.
Oh, good, Jeff.
Yay, Jeff.
Sorry, just kidding. Maybe.
Okay. You're tall. He's taller than I am.
Okay, advocacy. Well, I see advocacy as a two-way street. It's, I feel like many people have scaffolded or advocated for where I'm at and who I am. And so, in my opinion, we should do the same for others where we can. We're all pieces in a puzzle, really, and so yes, when we see a need, then I think that it's important to communicate that and or kick in and help out. And likewise, when we have a need, I think it's important to set aside pride and let somebody know, hey, I need help. So. Advocacy is a wonderful thing. It's a good word. And hopefully I answered that.
Can I add a little bit
to that? Wilson wanted to add something.
Okay.
So when you look at advocacy, I don't know exactly which area you want to kind of, from which perspective you want to look at it. But if you look at like a few years ago, or I would say 20, 25 years ago, I have friends who went to college who are visually impaired, and they tell you what we have today is way different from the time that they went to college. Because right now, most universities and colleges have disability centers or resources for students with disability, where they can't turn you down. They say, well, we're not going to help you. So I think organizations like WCB did advocate to make disability an important piece of public policies, whether it's in the state or maybe a national level, if you look at like organizations like ACB. So advocacy from an individual perspective, it is very helpful for us as visually impaired, but also it's good for every blind person because now you can go to a university and you can get whatever accommodation that you need, they can't deny you that opportunity. And that makes it way easier for you and also for the school. And sometimes advocacy helps to educate people, like professors. Sometimes when they are working at the university, they say, oh, I don't know how to deal with somebody who is visually impaired. What you tell them, well, talk to the Disability Resource Center. They will teach you how to work with students with disability. So advocacy, it's an awesome thing, and I think this is something we ought to continue.
Yep. Amen.
Okay, is there anybody else?
On the way. You were hoping.
Okay. We have him running again. It's good for him. He hasn't been to the gym for a few days.
Yeah, so my name's Garrett, and I also know I'm a professional wheelchair user, that disability support services sometimes can be a bit lacking. At the university level, and that's to put it mildly sometimes. But I was wondering if any of the panelists up there could speak to ways to get around those situations or instances where you maybe were the one who were educating your disability support services department. I know for me that's happened quite a bit in the spirit of advocacy and what we've been talking about for the last couple of questions.
Okay. Hi again. Okay, you know, like I said earlier, communication again. You know what you need. You can work with your DSS staff, and they're supposed to be able to help you with what you need. I go through the same thing. I have sensitive fingers, so I can't even use tactile, and I have to do grafting. So, we're trying to figure out ways to that I can do my assignments or take the courses that I need to do that works with me. So just being patient and sitting down with them and working with them and just talking to them. And they'll find ways for you. And, you can tell them if that's okay with you or what you'd like. But self-advocacy again. It's very important that you advocate for yourself to make things happen. Okay?
As Maria said, yes, it ties in with. I'm sorry, Tracy. My apologies. You call me a different name later. Call me Bob. All right. So, yes, it ties in with advocacy. I did want to relate something I learned from another student that as a project I did a study with. And she related one of her biggest challenges transferring from high school, where you don't need to advocate for yourself, into the college campus setting was orientation and mobility. And so she was, there was nobody to teach her those skills, and they didn't take that role on. So she was reliant upon family and friends to take the same paths over through the campus over and over again repetitively until she got a feel for the layout. But yes, it's a whole different world making that transition. And so, again, tying back into advocacy, it is so critical that you, if you have a need, go to the disability support services there on campus and at least fight for what you can. Elsewise, unfortunately, in many cases, you have to rely on family and friends. And so I just want to add that in. Thank you.
Almost 6:30.
Oh wow!
So, and if we don't have, if there aren't any more questions, we'll head on to the banquet.
Thank you, Kim.
Scholarship winners, please stay in the room.
He needs to go back to the room. He's locked himself out and he needs his medicine.
Take him up. If the scholarship winner people are still in the room, good. The photographer needs to take a group picture. So, you want to get us organized? Organized. The only person. So the only person we have all the scholarship people are right here, the winners.
Where are we taking this picture from?
I think the only place we have room is where you're at. It's okay. Not very exciting.
So why don't you guys all step back there?
A lot of tables in this room.
Just a
minute. Oh, do I?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, man.
You can see your way. No, that's right. John, if you go back there, that's the
circle.
And then just go along the wall. So I have to walk to your behind and front. And then walk to your front. And then those lines are otherwise.
Okay, so right here.
Are you selling me this cane? Yes. Hi. Yes. What
would you want me?
Me? The last time I checked, I was a little tall.
How tall are you?
I'm about your height.
Yeah, okay, so we're good here.
All right. You like it, guys? Look good.
Okay,
thank you.
Say payday.
Can we just spread ourselves out on the tables?
Here we go.
Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations.
I got to turn the recorder off.